a sound synonymous with the start of any football game, after halftime or after a big score. Kickoffs are always the beginning of any journey on the gridiron and can often be overlooked. But that's what special teams coaches want, an anonymous start to any series for the opposing offense, and not to be staring at the backs of a kick return team going in for six. It's not a secret that Pella Christian does a lot of things well. But their kicking game is certainly one of the biggest factors in keeping the Eagles among the favorites to pack their bags for Cedar Falls, a staff led by longtime assistant Verlin Nickel. The setup to any kickoff for Pella Christian begins with assignments.
The biggest thing for our guys out there is to stay in their lanes as they go down the field. So you'll notice that we go a 5-1-5 set, which is five guys on each side of the kicker. The kicker is our middle guy. We don't ask Nathan to go down the field to do the kicks. Nathan is kind of our safety guy, so he kind of just kind of hangs back and kind of slowly comes down the field. But the other 10 guys, they all have lanes that they're running as they're going down the field. And you'll see that they're spaced, you know, probably 5, 6, 7 yards apart. And it's very important, especially for the way we approach things, is to make sure that they're staying in their lanes.
And then it's up to the coaching staff to decide which side of the field they plan to attack and how to do so.
We will decide ahead of time, you know, do we want to kick it deep to the deep kick cover guy or not? Or do we want to try to hit the sidelines, hit the hashes, hit the numbers, right or left, deep, middle? Or do we want to try for an onside kick if we think that we have opportunities to do that? So say we're going to kick it off and we're going to kick it deep left, which is a pretty favorite thing for us to do. Number one, because the wind is usually kind of helping us that way a little bit if it's blowing, and we can hopefully kick it out of the end zone, which, you know, is our ultimate goal, is to kick it into the end zone so we don't even have to worry about a run back and we can get it right at the 20-yard line. So as we're coming down the field, the guys on the left side are holding their lanes pretty tight. They're pretty much glued into where they got to go. If they get blocked or get bumped as they go down, they try to get back on path. The backside five guys on the right side, they'll start off coming straight down the field, and then as they get about a third of the way down the field, they're going to start folding in towards where the ball is going. So on the backside, you're going to see they're not running straight down the field. They're going to start running at an angle to where the ball is at. That way, if the ball carrier does get the ball, the receiver gets the ball and decides to cut back to the right, we're kind of closing in on him, so we're kind of creating a little bit of a U-shape as we're going down the field. And hopefully that way he doesn't have anywhere to go. We stay in our lanes. We take the blocks. If he kicks it outside, our outside cover guy is right there to keep him on the sideline, and we can eventually get the tackle as far down the field as we can.
Nickel says it doesn't hurt to have an all-state quality kicker, and Nathan O'Brien has certainly filled that role nicely over each of the past few seasons.
It's a great luxury to have, and last year Nathan did a pretty good job of that, and I think over the summer he even worked harder and he got stronger in the legs. So what we're seeing this year, you know, it's not only just first half strength that he has in his legs, because this year, you know, we were talking just the other day, I don't think the kid ever comes off the field. He's out there on offense, he's out there on defense, he's out there on all the special teams. You know, Nathan is one of the guys that never comes off the field for anything. So you got to figure his leg is going to get tired on him eventually. But I think the extra strength training that he did in the offseason has really shown up, especially this late in the year. You know, the other night against Sigourney Kyoto, we were first quarter, we had the wind in our face. He did a great job of driving the ball down the field, squibbing the ball down the field. We got a couple tackles inside the 20-yard line just off of that alone. And then we flipped the field and we got the wind and everything was out of the end zone for him, first half and second half.
The further back a team starts, Nickel believes it makes life easier for a defense to get stops or make game-changing turnovers.
You know, the deeper we can get a team stopped on the kickoff return, the longer the field is they have to go, the better chance our defense has a stop and we get the ball back. But in that same approach, I think a lot of teams, you know, from last year, they kind of know what we like to do, and they know that we've got a lot of good team speed coming down the field. And if they don't cover that ball up, we're probably going to get it. And so you see a lot of times when we do squib the ball, there aren't too many teams that return it against us. Most of the teams opt to just fall on the ball, you know, which, again, has given us pretty good field position and takes away that threat of any kind of return that they might have if happen to get pushed out of a lane or something. But the way we dink and drive the ball against teams, you know, they're not sure what's going to happen, so they got to be ready for almost anything that we throw at them. So I think that gives us an extra edge as well.
The results don't lie. Not only has Pella Christian pinned their fair share of opponents deep, They are second in Class 1A in touchbacks. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.